Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Tucker here at 6:15. I think the overarching suggestion today is to not drive unless you have to. You can sightsee by walking around. Look, we made it through the snow without any major power outages or any kind of disasters as far as we know. So let's not be stupid today. Go driving around, crashing in the poles and having, what is it in the baseball they call it, Tim and Charlie and Air, unforced errors? Is that when you cause your own problems, an unforced error? By driving in a power pole, which Entergy spoke to us last night and said that half of the outages that were caused by people crashing in the power poles. Of course, you can't speculate from that point as to whether the trips were necessary or not. But really, and that's the preamble to our guest joining us now, who is Jacques Thibodeau, Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, or as it's otherwise known, GOSEP. Good morning, Colonel. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How's it going today?
Well, cold, but I guess everybody is, right? And you know, you heard me say just now about the overarching suggestion being to not drive unless you have to. You want to sightsee, walk around, and try to avoid unforced errors. That's what we're trying to avoid here. Don't shoot yourself in the foot, right?
Absolutely. And what you said, we need to thank the Louisiana residents because they listened. They listened to the message. So most of the people stayed off the roads. And so what it has done is our power outages are down to minimal numbers. When I talk about we're hovering anywhere, power outages from 5,000 to 10,000 across the entire state, all 64 parishes, that is a huge testament to people being off the roads and just staying at home and not putting themselves and first responders at risk by being on the road. So I think they got the message, and all we're asking you to do is just please heed that message for one more day. One more day, just stay at home and be safe, because the hard part is today as we try to clear all the roads.
Colonel, you know, Newell Norman and I were having a conversation last night. And I forgot who we were talking to, but it was about the perception of this. And I think it really did hit home with me. And that is, I think we are so used to these snow events where it snows, we go out, we play in it for a couple of hours, and then that night it melts, or the next day it melts, and everything's back to normal. This is not the situation this time. And I think we need to change our line of thinking when it comes to that.
Absolutely. And you think about, you know, just how significant it is. The governor in his press conference yesterday directed all state buildings to be closed, not only today, but also tomorrow, because all of those state employees are citizens with children that and he made the comment, look, stay at home. We're going to direct state employees and offices to be closed because there is still a risk. And as Jay Grimes said, the hard part starts today. As we try to just thaw out and just get through this thing without anybody getting hurt or killed.
And the difference between us and a hurricane is that really few people are without power. Nobody needs ice. It's not like we're in some kind of, and I'm not saying that people aren't experiencing different hardships here or there if the heater's out, but it's a completely different thing. And again, I got to emphasize this all morning long, is just patience. Look, you guys, Colonel, did an extraordinary job, because you know what? It's easy in your line of work to get criticized for whatever you do. I think y'all did an extraordinary job. State and local officials did an extraordinary job. The meteorologists did an outstanding job with getting us ready for this. But you know what? It was record snowfall that hadn't happened in like 130 years. The temperature is not going to get above freezing in New Orleans until noon, which means that snow is going to be there. And again, a conversation we had last night, I think, with a meteorologist was that, you know, the kids will be able to play with the snow until Friday, Thursday, rather, at least, maybe Friday, that it might still be there. So, again, we need to change our mindset from, okay, it snowed, the next day you go out and back to normal. That's not going to be the case today. And we'll take a break, come back, talk about the triage, the priorities that you guys have when it comes to trying to get people back to normal. But you're at the mercy of Mother Nature, and there's only so much you can do. We're talking to Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. I'd love to hear from you. And I'd also like to hear if you plan on being patient and just staying where you are and heeding the advice of the Colonel and everybody else who's saying, if you want to sightsee, get out and walk around. But don't drive, because I saw some idiots on Poitras yesterday driving around going far too fast. We saw somebody trying to...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What's that street out here? I forgot the name of it. The street right outside of the building almost hit two cars trying to... To get out. No, the Street in the Irish Channel. I'll figure it out. 621 traffic now, WWL. Annunciation. All right, 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A text comes in here as we continue to cover the great snow event. I work for DOTD and was heading to DOTD in Hammond. I was on 190 from LA 445. Please tell the public the roads to 445 to a meet are iced over from Highway 40. Through Husser to a meet. That's a little bit garbled in transmission. Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Nice enough to spend some time with us, because I know, Colonel, it's been a tough week for you all. How do you go next? Where do you go next? The next step in terms of prioritizing and getting roads open and trying to get people back to normal?
Okay, well, first off, let me highlight a point here to kind of put it in perspective for everyone. If you are in your neighborhood, or and specifically in the city of New Orleans, right, and you get 5 to 12 inches of rain over a 24-hour period, think about what that does to the travel. Now, imagine if that water that is on the roads stays there not for one day, but 2 days and possibly 3 days, how dangerous that would be. That's a very similar comparison to what we're facing here. We got 5 to 12 inches of snow across the entire I-10-12 corridor that is just going to sit there and is even more dangerous now than water would be because of the ice roads and the aspects of it. So the Department of Transportation, fortunately, has a very good plan into how to maintain the roads. And we've become very much aware of how the surface streets are better to travel upon. So that's their primary focus, is looking at those surface streets, whether it's 190 or Airline Highway or whatever that may be. The Department of Transportation has what's called priority roads that they began working immediately from the western side of the state yesterday as it passed all the way through last night and into today. But still, the ice now becomes an issue because the freezing and bitter cold is out there. And the worst thing that can happen is for you to get stranded. To give a couple of examples, a couple of hunters got stranded out on the water, had to be rescued by wildlife and fisheries. Truckers were stranded and had to be rescued by state police. So you don't want to be in that position because you put your life at risk.
You know, it seems like the old Jim Mora quote, you think you know, but you don't know. And maybe we never will with this once-in-a-lifetime event. Again, Colonel, I keep going back to people's, and I'm just trying to get the message across to their old frame of reference when it snows and the next day it's over. Once again, to be clear, that is not going to be the case here.
Oh, absolutely. It's not going away anywhere today. The wind chill factors are going to make it feel like it's in the single digits, that real-time temperatures are going to be in the teens. And this is not the place to be out on the roads. It would be dangerous without the standing snow. It is catastrophic if you get out there with the snow. Please, please, please stay home.
So you would say maybe, and I'm a little bit confused on days here, today's Wednesday, maybe by tomorrow morning things start to get back to normal?
We think it will. We're hoping, based on what our climatologist Jay Grimes has told us, that we should see some warmer temperatures this afternoon. But once again, once we hit the nighttime, it will go back to cold temperatures. But we believe, based on some of our discussions, around midday tomorrow, we should see the warmer temperatures. And when we can get that sun up and get above freezing, hopefully Thursday afternoon, then we'll see some real progress. But we've got a tough 24 to 30 hours ahead of us with the freezing temperatures and the wind.
Well said. A tough 24 to 30 hours still ahead of us. Colonel, you have done a great job, as has the governor's office, everybody else involved. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Stay warm.
Thank you.
Jacques Thibodeau, Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. We come back. Seems like the Dean Martin roast. We'll talk to the man of the hour, Scott Boyle, District Engineer Administrator for the Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. Talk about road closures, de-icing, snow plows, and more. When we come back, right now, time for WWL First News.